At Edwards Meats in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, near Denver, grinders churn out a steady stream of ground beef. Workers divvy up the bright red meat into trays and slide one into a glass display case. A laminated price tag is the final touch. Recently, the number on that slip of paper has been getting higher.
In the last 3 weeks, it's really jumped. Most of our prices have gone up at least $1 a pound or more.
Owner Darren Edwards says you always see a price increase when people start firing up their backyard grills. But this year is different. Prices for certain cuts of beef have jumped to historic highs, giving sticker shock to some of his loyal customers.
We have that happen sometimes. You throw a couple big, thick T-bone steaks up on the scale and it's $30-$40. They're like, yeah, I can't afford those.
Edwards says it's the same story for New York strips, tenderloins, and ribeyes. About 90 miles east in the small ranching community of Last Chance, rancher Gerald Schreiber pulls handfuls of weeds from dusty soil.
I'm not very optimistic right in this spot.
Last summer, a combination of drought, wildfire, and wind transformed Schreiber's pastures into a blanket of invasive, noxious weeds. The fields haven't recovered.
There's a lot of dead plants right in this area, and that's what we find.
Here's the reason for the price increase. There just isn't enough feed. Because of the drought, there's a smaller supply of hay and dense grasses. Ranchers are having a tough time finding feed, and when they do, it's more expensive. During the winter, Schreiber paid more than double what he usually does for hay. Recent research shows more than half of the country's beef cattle are in states where the pasture can't support large herds.
This is pretty unpredictable country. You got to get the rose-colored glasses off, like we're doing here.
A rancher has to make a decision.
That's Elaine Johnson, a market analyst with CattleHedging.com.
Do I buy expensive hay and try to hang on for another year, or do I just liquidate my cows? Tighter and tighter supplies means higher and higher prices.
And higher prices mean more people could choose to forego burgers and steaks this summer. Sales of beef have been down so far this year, while less expensive options like pork are up. Johnson says expect to pay more for beef until ranchers can build up their herds.
When you have a drought like this and have liquidated numbers significantly, it typically means that supplies will going to be reduced for 2, 3 to 4 years. And it's one of the reasons why we've seen such a big increase in beef prices.
Back at Edwards Meats, owner Darren Edwards says even with the higher prices, he's absorbing some of the cost. That's not something he can keep up for long.
Hopefully it does come back down. If it doesn't come back down in the next couple weeks, we'll have to adjust our prices accordingly.
Right, for sure. So, I mean, eventually you see that in your bottom line.
For sure. We just kind of bite the bullet for a little bit.
He'll be waiting a while. Most economists say prices will stay high the rest of the year. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.